Group, let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Why don't you call the SKC Group? Do it right now, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Coming up, a lot of you are trying to make decisions on whether to travel for Christmas. Public officials are saying, don't travel. Stay indoors. In the People's Republic of California, it's don't even think about getting out. Are there decisions you can make that can satisfy one's need to reach out and touch family members and be safe? We're going to talk with Dr. Kevin Pham, the policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, who will join us, and we'll talk about that very thing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us right here. It is Tuesday. On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we are getting some slow flows as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 westbound at Pecos, 515 eastbound at Main. That's causing some residual slowing. Those merging from Interstate 15 northbound to the 515 eastbound. Also, some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway down there in Henderson, 215 west at Valley Verde, 215 east at Green Valley. The road work continues both directions on the 15. That's between Cheyenne and Craig. Will go on for the next few weeks. And remember the lane restrictions as well. Interstate 15 northbound, that is at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they are set to return to action coming up tomorrow when they are going to match up against Eastern Washington. UNLV looking for their second win in a row and their second win overall this year after they picked up a good win at Kansas State this past Saturday. Mountain West basketball yesterday, UNR, they moved to 4-1 as they were able to get a win against William Jessup, winning 86-64. Raiders football looks unlikely at this point that running back Josh Jacobs, safety Jonathan Abram, or cornerback Damon Arnett will be able to play when they host the Colts coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
O'Reilly. This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's the Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. A lot of you are trying to make decisions about what to do. You know, the CDC is urging Americans not to travel for Christmas. But as we saw at Thanksgiving, a lot of Americans decided to travel anyway. Are there decisions that a family can make or that individuals can make that can make the decision a little easier? Joining us now, Dr. Kevin Pham, policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. And Dr. Pham, this is kind of uncharted waters. We really don't know what to expect. Is there a right or a wrong answer on whether folks should travel or not?
The answer to that is yes, there is both a right and a wrong way to do things. The most important, and this is not exactly uncharted waters, it is insofar as COVID-19, but we have always dealt with influenza during the holiday season. So we do know how best to not transmit disease, and that is to avoid people who might be sick. And obviously we can't tell who is sick. And so with regards to COVID-19, since it's so much more infectious than influenza, then probably the best thing that any of us can do at baseline is just to avoid unnecessary contacts with persons. And so that really just means trying to avoid crowds as much as possible in this time. That's like the baseline thing that you can do.
Well, and obviously a full flight, and we've all experienced this, Over holidays, a full flight, and you have somebody behind you that's hacking and wheezing for 3.5 hours, and you're just praying you don't get whatever they have. How do you do that? Can you do that in the COVID-19 era?
Well, if that person is coughing into their mask, then that's going to help mitigate the spread of their respiratory emissions. One interesting thing that's come out of this, though, is that there have not been any major outbreaks that have been linked back to airline travel. So, and this has been true throughout the entire summer when we saw at least one major spike in the United States and spikes elsewhere around the world. So, that being the case, it seems like air travel is relatively safe. The main difficulty with air travel and containing virus is not actually the airplane itself, but the terminal when you're waiting to board the airplane. Because airplanes have a special filtration system. But other than that, air travel seems to be relatively safe. We should still try to take as many precautions as possible, but it seems to be relatively safe.
I know, Doctor, that we've had a surge just over the last 6 weeks where more and more states are getting closer to capacity in our hospitals and our ICUs and things like that. I'm curious, have we had any kind of a spike that anybody can recognize from Thanksgiving? I know it's only been a few days removed.
I've been tracking the trends, and it doesn't seem like there is, or rather, we were in the middle of a spike going into Thanksgiving, and coming out of it, the trend that was going up continues. There's a slight dip. If you look at the numbers, there's a slight dip in cases, but that only reflects that fewer people are getting tested over Thanksgiving because no one wants to have a swab stuck up their nose on Thanksgiving. But the trend is continuing. There's a great increase in the number of cases right now, and that has not stopped at all.
Now, let me ask you, I've seen this in the People's Republic of California, where young people get get tested on a Thursday so they can have a party on Saturday. Is that a wise move if you're thinking of traveling to at least get tested a week ahead of your travel?
A full week. If you get tested a full week before you travel, then you would also have to isolate during that time. And assuming you have a negative test, then it would be relatively safe to travel. I wouldn't go to a big block party during that time or after, because you really want to minimize the number of contact with random people. If you get tested before you go to, for instance, a grandparent's house, I think that would be a very good thing to do, to test beforehand and then try to isolate as much as possible. That would mitigate the, that would greatly mitigate the risk. Testing, knowing your own COVID status would go a very long way towards making the right decision.
And let me ask you, friends and family that don't live in the same domicile, but they get together for Christmas, is that dangerous?
It would not be very dangerous if everyone is on the same page with regards to COVID precautions. For instance, over Thanksgiving, I had friends over, but they were all of the low-risk variety. None of us were going back to older relatives' houses afterwards. And so it was, if there was a contagion at my Thanksgiving gathering, it would have been only among those who are most likely to have a full recovery soon from COVID-19. So that being the case, it would be best to sort of section off like your risk groups that way. If you want to see older relatives, then you should minimize the risk, the number of people, the other people that you see. If you're going to see other people, then maybe keep your grandparents' visits to virtual.
I want to ask you because, and by the way, joining us, Dr. Kevin Pham, policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. I want to ask you about the news conference today. The president coming out and talking about how they're going to be looking at all of the numbers, and supposedly by Thursday, 2 days from now, they'll have a decision from the FDA on emergency use for the Pfizer vaccine. Do you view that as the light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, is that the president said it's going to be the end of the pandemic. Do you agree with the president on that?
For the most part, I do. The main thing that will stop the spread of a disease in a community is, what is that term that we've heard of, herd immunity. And the quickest way to get to herd immunity is is by vaccination. It's not by getting everybody sick, because that would get there, but then it would also cause a lot of damage along the way. So the quickest and the best way is through vaccination, and the fact that we have one less than a year after it has reached America is quite a feat, and yeah, it is a huge sign of hope for us in America.
And once we start putting the vaccine into the arms of real live people, whether they be first responders or seniors in a long-term nursing care facility, how long will it take us to be able to say, okay, it's working?
It will take quite a bit longer than the first couple of shots, but we will see a real impact on this, because nearly half of the deaths right now from COVID-19 are among those who are 65 and older. So being that they're the ones who are going to receive the vaccines first, they and the ones who work with them are going to receive the vaccines first, then we should see a quick tapering off of the mortality going into January and February. Following that, then the broad public will probably have access to the vaccine sometime in the spring. So by summer, we may have a fairly normal summer this year or next year.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. If folks want to find out more about your writings, your work at the Heritage Foundation, where can they find you? How can they look you up?
Most of my work will be posted on Twitter, at KLFAM. Otherwise, heritage.org has all my latest.
Very good. Dr. Pham, thank you so much. Happy holidays. Have a merry, merry Christmas. A great new year. And hopefully 2021 will be a lot better than 2020. Thanks so much, my friend. Very good. And we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Dr. Kevin Pham, policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. Smart dude, too. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall.
Market volatility is a fact, but what does it mean? Now, there have been five declines of 10% or more since the 2008 financial crisis, and it took between 33 and 144 days to reach new highs after the declines. It took 6 months for the market to rise 40% after the swine flu outbreak back in 2009. Now, to offer some insight on the current market volatility is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think? What do you make of that?
Well, Steve, it all comes down to making sure you have what I call principal protection and also having a market correction action plan built into your portfolio. And all that means is that it takes a worry out of planning for retirement. It takes a worry out of these market slides back and forth, up and down, all around. It's a magical roller coaster that keeps going.
That's what I was just going to say. You know, that roller coaster has been a real high and real low.
Think about a roller coaster at Carowinds. You get on, you go way up, you go way down, you do that a bunch of times, you end up right back where you started. Wash, rinse, repeat. I read that on the back of a shampoo bottle, and I used the whole bottle. No, just joking. Where's that? That's a Roddy Dangerfield joke, by the way. No, Steve, it's very important there that we just make sure to take a deep breath. We don't make impulsive decisions. Warren Buffett always says you should be buying when others are selling and selling when others are buying. It's market's always going to go up and down. And one of the things that's for sure, when someone tells you don't worry, it's just a paper loss, you better start worrying because you never know. No one can predict the unpredictable. And what we've seen here with all these different things that come up, the sicknesses and the viruses, is this is something you can't plan for. But you can plan for it on the other side of protecting money that isn't tied to the market. So let's put together your very own total retirement plan that has everything you need to take the worry out of living in retirement. The next 10 people, I'll do it at no cost.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty. Crack open a good book and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled against the president's campaign in the Pennsylvania election results. That race has already been called in Pennsylvania by the governor and certified. Don't know. I would imagine that means that that's pretty much a done deal. Don't know what it means for Nevada or some of the other states being contested. We'll find out. The big news of the day, obviously, everybody is waiting for Thursday, 2 days from now. And supposedly, we're going to get a vaccine. And supposedly, by Wednesday, we'll have people being injected with that vaccine for the COVID-19 virus. We'll find out. We'll find out if all goes well. I hope it will. Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on with Brooke Baldwin on CNN just a couple of hours ago and said there are still some open questions for the FDA at their Thursday hearing. This is cut one. Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN just a couple of hours ago.
You know, people ask about kids all the time. We know they're less likely to develop this, but children under 16 are really not part of the vaccine trials. They may be part of future trials. Pregnant women and lactating women. We'll see how the FDA looks at this data, but it could be that at least for the first round of vaccines, they may not be people on the list. And then people who have immune compromised for some reason, either because of an immunodeficiency disease or chemotherapy or something like that. It could be that their immune systems just don't react well enough. But these are sort of the open questions that remain, Brooke.
Mm-hmm. And so this is all so open questions. We're talking about Pfizer specifically here. We're hoping we will have a potpourri of successful vaccines, right, to choose from eventually. AstraZeneca is another drug maker. We're getting new details on the efficacy of their vaccine. What is that?
Yeah. No, it's really important to point out that there may be other vaccines because, you know, you were mentioning that the government bought 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had to make bets, essentially, Brooke, in the summer saying, where do we think this is likely to land? Take a look at this list here to your question. 300 million doses of AstraZeneca is what they bought. At that point in the summer, that indicates that they had a bit more faith in that vaccine. Mm-hmm. 100 million doses of the Pfizer, as you see, 100 million of the Moderna. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, according to our reporting and my conversation with the FDA commissioner, we may have data at the end of January on that. So within the next couple of months, there may be two more vaccines that come online. AstraZeneca, you mentioned, we are getting some early data. They say about 70% or so effective with the AstraZeneca. It varies depending on how many doses you give. If you do a low dose, like sort of a prime dose, and then a boosting dose, it got up to 90% efficacy as opposed to two full doses. So that's still some early data, so we'll see what the final data shows. But if that data holds up, that would also meet the requirements for an emergency use authorization because they just wanted to see 50% efficacy. So it's promising, Brooke. There's no question about it.
That's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to let you hear from the president. The president spoke today at the White House about the meeting on Thursday, transportation of the vaccine. This is going to be big stuff. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Some doctors have no problem speaking out against shutdowns. Dr. Kelly Victory joins me. She's been quite controversial. Can't wait to hear what she's got to say.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today, the president had a summit at the White House, drug manufacturers and people like that, and he was talking about the vaccine, which should be coming out Thursday or Friday. It will probably ship on Thursday. But the president said the vaccines will end the global pandemic. Listen to this.
It has been incredible, and it will end the pandemic. It will end the pandemic, and we're working with other nations, as you see actually by looking at your screen today. We're working very closely with other nations also to get the vaccines out to other nations, and that's very important. We work with the world. We're working with the world. We have great companies, and we're working with the world. In just a few minutes, I'll sign an executive order to ensure that the United States government prioritizes the getting out of the vaccine to American citizens before sending it to other nations. Now, if necessary, I told you we'll invoke the Defense Production Act, but we don't think it'll be necessary. If it is, it's a very powerful act, as you know, because we've used it very, very successfully. While we begin to swiftly deploy the vaccine, we'll continue to expand the availability of groundbreaking therapies. Since April, advances in treatments have already helped reduce the mortality rate by 85%. Think of that, 85%. It's an incredible number. I've delivered on my solemn promise to make the antibody treatments, they're brilliant, they're highly successful, available to every American, and we're doing that free of cost, totally free of cost. So we're making them available, and they're available now, and if somebody gets sick, it works where they go and they get treatment, if that's what the doctors are prescribing. And it's been incredible, the success. And when you hear 85%, that's some number. To me, that's a number that goes along with anything else, including the vaccines, when you think about it, as well as we've done with the vaccines. When you hear 85%, people find that one hard to believe. But you look at the stats and you see what's happening. And you look at other countries. They're having tremendous difficulties in Europe, tremendous, relatively beyond what we're having.
That's the president earlier today. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. When we come back, we'll be joined by Annie Black, Assemblywoman, District 19. They have not had the first gavel thrown down yet. That'll happen February 1 in Carson City, the Nevada Assembly. But she's already making plans. We'll talk with her coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. We'll be right back.
find a place to raise your kids.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car